Episode number 1204 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Charlie Harris. How is everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic. How to get test paper for under $100. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. In the immediate future, the only way to increase testing is to add more tests to existing PCR systems, as new research by NPR shows. There does not appear to be a shortage of rapid tests used to diagnose coronavirus infected people. But a new study by researchers at the Mayo Clinic and the University of California, San Francisco, has found that some of these tests yield false negative results, even when competing tests show that they are positive. The commentary, published in April in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, criticizes the reliance on PCR tests. Even if the tests are 90% correct, we still have a significant number of false test results. Note, Paper 1H has already been named one of the 10 best test papers in the world for less than 100%. Mastering Math. Practice to get your best grades in the board exams and prepare for the 2020 math exams. Practice can improve your test results in all types of aptitude tests, and practice tests help you do the best job you can on the exam day. A detailed analysis. Get a detailed analysis of the work with many examples to try out and prepare for the upcoming exams. From here we can get a full list of test papers for less than 100% test paper for under $100. The difficulty of the mock test is moderate and includes more than 100 questions up to the current CAT paper, and it includes more than 1,000 points in the form of quizzes and questions. Higher fundamentals. Here you can easily access all marks and make sure that the test with more points has a higher reliability. All other things are the same. In addition, taking part in practical tests under time pressure helps you to estimate how much time you can afford to answer each question. If you divide the test time by the number of questions, you have a good idea of how many questions you need to solve for each sample question in the work. Decide beforehand, you can roughly estimate how much time you want to spend on the problems and how much time you should spend on the problem. If your test lasts longer than 6 hours, you should tell students to finish the test or quiz and resume at a later time, even if it takes some time. When the time is up, finish the tests as soon as possible, no matter how long you have done them. There is a tab for test and quiz settings that determines when students can start taking the test or quiz. This is the best tool to determine when a student can start taking a test and or quiz, but also when he can start. If you know in advance what the exam instructions and question types look like, minimize the distraction from your main focus on the exam day when answering exam questions. Don't wait until a test is imminent and then try to learn everything you do and really understand. Schedule your time wisely to do this. Of course, you can use practical math papers to give your 6th grade students valuable insights into these kinds of questions, so they can get a good idea of what to expect from each other on exam day. You can also take previous exams for future exams, although you probably can't check all of them, but at least you know which ones to expect. If your students can take the test or quiz more than once, select how to grade them from the grades menu. If all the questions on paper are below 100 marks, make sure you get 40% of the points to get a pass, or forget to pass. If you know why you want to perform fiber tests, you can determine which samples you want to test and what to look for in the laboratory results. If you wanted to check that 100% of the paper you are delivering comes from trees growing on your plantation, have a look at our laboratory results. We have a certain weight class so you don't miss any paper, but this type is not often used on our plantations. Trying to solve this before answering the questions asked in the exam will help you to fully understand our exam pattern. This will also help to get the tags assigned to each section, so that you can resolve them as quickly as possible before you get the tags assigned to that section. If you want to add questions to your test or quiz, simply click the Create Test Quiz button in the top left corner of the page. If you want to add a question to the test, quiz, you can click here to create a test, quiz and select Add Question from the list of questions in your exam. This was how to get test paper for under $100 by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1204. My name is Charlie Harris, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.